Hello, pet. I hope you've had a good day. I think you should sit down, though. I think you should lie back. I think you should relax. I think you should close your eyes and just relax. Because you're not looking well, pet. You're not looking quite up to yourself. You're looking a little bit flushed. I think you should lie back and close your eyes. Take a deep breath. Let it out. And just try to relax. Did somebody say something to you today, pet? You know, words, thoughts, they can be like infections. Just a word, and suddenly that thought is contagious. Don't believe me? You're a prime example. All I did was put the thought out there that you wanted this MP3. And look at you here now. You are so very susceptible to thoughts and ideas. You, pet, are so very, very susceptible. It's as if you have no immunity to thought manipulation at all. You know how viruses act, don't you? They work best against those who have compromised defenses. They work best against those who are already a little sick. Who are already weak. It works best against those who just can't fight the virus. And that's you, pet, isn't it? Already a little sick. Already a little weak. You are not able to fight the infection. So what was it, pet? Did someone call you a cocksucker? Did someone call you a faggot? Did you get the faggot infection? I could swear you're coming down with a heavy dose of faggotry. Let's check this out. You just lie down and relax. I bet even calling you a faggot makes your pulse speed up. Doesn't it, faggot? Doesn't it, cocksucker? It just makes your heart pitter-pat. It makes you flush, it makes you warm. Especially when I tell you how those lips look ripe for fucking. All flushed and red like that. Your mouth watering over the thought of being a cocksucker. That's right. Oh yes, and your defenses are down. Those thoughts spread in your head. Multiplying and expanding until just the word faggot, just the word cocksucker, just the word cock is enough to send your thoughts racing into images of faggotry and debauchery. I bet you're thinking of it right now, aren't you? thinking of being a good little cocksucker, thinking about how much cock you can get, thinking about what the cum would taste like, thinking about how hard it would be in your mouth, thinking about how hard it would be in your ass. Oh, thinking about that cock in your ass. That's a sure sign of acute faggotry. I think this is serious. Oh, you can try massaging the area. Look at that swelling. You can even try applying ice to bring the swelling down. But deep inside your head, deep inside your heart, deep, deep inside your ass, you're a faggot. You have an acute case of faggotry and cocksucker-itis. Oh, words, thoughts, ideas, they spread. And you just keep getting the idea that you're a faggot from everywhere, from all around, from that knowing glance, from your friends and neighbors, to the teasing of the bullies. To your own internal monologue telling you you're a faggot, you're a cocksucker, you're a butt boy, you're a cock-loving bitch. See how those thoughts, see how those ideas spread, just like your fucking ass for a big, juicy, hard cock. And you can't help but massage the site, rub the swelling, try to squeeze out the infection, but it just grows. Making you hot. Making you flush. Making your pulse race. Making your breath rapid and shallow. Until you're panting. Until you're panting and you're writhing from that faggotry inside you. Until you're writhing from the idea of cock. The idea of being fucked. The idea of being used. That idea spreading. As you hump your hand. As you finger your ass. As you scavenge for toys, as you scavenge for anything you can use, anything you can fuck yourself with. Sucking on the handle of a hairbrush before you fuck it into yourself. On your fingers when nothing is around. Tell you what. If you can't get your hands on your girlfriend's dildo, go ahead and fill a condom with water and stick it in the freezer. That'll be a nice big fat hard cock for you. And it might cool off some of the swelling. But all you can ever do is get a little bit of temporary relief from the symptoms. All you can ever do is bring down the swelling a little bit after you've purged some of that cum. It'll always return, because the infection is within you. You're a faggot, and you can't escape it. And if you ever think you're purged, you're cleansed, you're cleared of faggotry, here comes somebody with a little lifted brow looking at you as if they know exactly what you are. Knowing that you're a little faggot. Looking at you like you're a little bitch boy. And all of a sudden, you're reinfected and that idea spreads. It's okay, though. You're not the only one. The idea spreads to everyone that you know. They all think you're a faggot. They all imagine you taking cock, swallowing cum, and being a little bitch boy. They're all infected with the notion that you're a fucking faggot. So rub that little dick, bitch boy. Squeeze it, massage it, tease it, and try to get the swelling down. It's only going to come back. You're only going to have another relapse. And they're going to come closer and closer together until you find yourself seeking out cock, seeking out cum. Hoping that maybe if you rub enough dicks, you'll get the swelling to go down for good. Rub that little dick, bitch boy. And feel it throb with the infection of your faggotry. Rub that little clitty dick. Feel it heat. Feel it swell. Your faggot infection. You're one sick little fuck, faggot. You're one sick little fuck. And I don't think you're ever going to recover. I think you are a chronic faggot. I think you're going to need long-term cock care. We're going to have to put you into a nursing home for cocksuckers. Where the orderlies come by every hour on the hour to fuck your face and keep you stabilized in that constant state of low-level faggotry, or else who knows what would happen. You'd break free and fuck the entire town, whore. Begging for cock on the streets. Rub that little dick. Try to manage the symptoms of your faggotry. Rub it. Squeeze it. Massage it. Maybe that will be better. If not, we'll have to ice it. Squeeze it. Rub it. Do it, little faggot. Do it, little fuckboy. Spread those legs and rub that cock like a good little faggot. Always sick, never in recovery. Rub it. Thinking about cock. Think about it. Picture it over your face, balls hanging low for you to turn your face up and just suck. Oh, that works for you, doesn't it, faggot? Your mouth open so that he could point it down and dip his cock into your throat. Oh, that works, doesn't it? Oh, I think the infection is getting worse. No, no, no. Some of that infection leaking out, butt boy. Suck it, faggot. Open your mouth and take that cock. As you rub that little clit, as you stroke that little cock, for all your faggot infection, for all your faggot virus. Take it. Take it, you sick fuck. Take it, you sick fucking faggot. Suck that cock. Suck that cock because you're just a sick fucking faggot and there's nothing else you can do. You have no control over what controls you. So suck that fucking cock and just accept that you are a sick fucking faggot. A sick fucking faggot while you rub that clit. A sick fucking faggot while you finger that ass. A sick fucking faggot while you choke on that dick and wish he would pound you in the fucking ass. A sick fucking faggot. Do it. Do it. Rub that clit. Fuck that ass. Do it. Work that fucking faggot ass virus out of you. Do it. Work out the symptoms of that fucking faggotry. Do it. Do it. Squeeze it, purge that fucking virus, purge that fucking virus. Fuck it, do it, faggot. 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 Squeeze it, squeeze it, squeeze it, squeeze it. Get it out, 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 get it all the fuck out. Get just a little bit of relief. Just a little bit, just for a short while. Before that infection builds up inside you again. Before that virus overtakes you. And you become nothing but your faggot sickness. And if you're a good boy, maybe next week I'll introduce you to the faggot cure. Maybe I should have done that this week. But what would be the fun in that? You take care, pet. Get plenty of rest. Drink plenty of fluids. Oh, but I doubt there's any danger of you missing out on the fluids. Is there, little cocksucker? You're gonna be taking in lots of cum, huh? Talk about nursing a sickness. Well, I'll talk to you again next week. Till then, take care, little faggot.